calling. David here. I have Tom on the other end of the line. Tom from Cornwall. Tom, the recovering barrister. Tom, the counter of sheep. And we're going to talk about the square mile walk today, but I think there's something we have to address first off, which has to do with why you're so difficult for me to interview, Tom. And I think it, I mean, it's sort of like trying to talk to Groucho Marx. But seriously, I think it has something to do with an eastern seaboard part of the United States of America. So can you, let's just get this out of the way. Can you tell us how many times we've had complaints about you as a guide?
No.
Yes, you can. All right, I'll get the information out there. You've been guiding for over 20 years, and we've had one complaint about you.
Yes, and I didn't write it.
And can you fill us in on some of the particulars? What didn't they like about you?
They thought that there was too much entertainment.
And did they say something about history and what history should be or shouldn't be?
I think they implied that history should be a very dry recitation of factual, detailed information.
And that they shouldn't be made to laugh.
There should be no humor in history, no.
Okay, all right. Okay,
is there any humor in history?
When you guide a walking tour, there is, or when you're at the other end of one of these. Okay, that's down and dusted. That's, we've got over that hump. Let's the square mile. Is that the first walk you learned?
I suspect not. I think square mile was part of the inherent information you pick up as part of the professional Blue Badge guide course, but it's very likely, I think, my first walk would have been in Westminster.
I see.
It was with a very important guide in his time called Graham, who had very careful figures on how many he would expect on the walk at any time of the year.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And have you inherited that trait from him?
No. I haven't analysed when it is that you can expect larger or smaller numbers, except obviously things like tend to get more people on walks in summer, vacations, holidays, yeah, etc.
So what did you make of it when you first went with him, when you first, if you can remember?
I thought it was a good way of seeing London. I thought it was a good way of showing both history and heritage together. It was also a good way of being able to give people contemporary information about a place. So the package would set people up for a reasonably interesting couple of hours, seeing things that they probably wouldn't have noticed themselves. And I was, I think, particularly struck by the varied nature of people in the group as well.
Go on, amplify, please.
Well, in those days, before the pandemic, you would get nationalities from all over the world. And it was interesting to see how nationalities react with each other to form a cohesive group as you go round, and how some nationalities understand British humour more than others, etc., etc. It's also very apparent that whatever nationality, when they were on the walk, they were interested in hearing about what you're talking about.
And here you're already taking this interview where you want it to go, and I'm determined to get it back on track. But we can go there, yes, for a minute. We're talking about, you know, this, your style of guiding, and one of the things that everybody loves, and it's so noticeable, is you're finding out right at the beginning where they're all from.
I think it's a good thing to have some handle of where your audience is from.
Uh-huh.
And I much believe in interaction between myself and the group.
Uh-huh.
And indeed, when appropriate, between the group itself.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's to a better experience if you have a group that bonds and enjoys itself as a group as well as individuals.
Mm-hmm.
I also think as a guide it's quite important to take into account where people are from, because there are often connections with places on mm-hmm. pretty well every walk you do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also important that their interests and their queries and items and facts that they want to ask about, that's brought into the walk as well.
Mm-hmm. So basically, you are tailoring every single walk at the spur of the moment, or on the spur of the moment.
Because pretty well, yes. I don't think I ever give the same exact walk every time.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely there are times when you realise the group is particularly interested in one particular area, so you're going to give them a bit more attention in that area.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's borne out every time you do a walk.
Mm-hmm.
Because as guides, you're not talking at people, you're trying to talk with people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a sort of barrier between you and them. So although it is, some people think, almost a theatrical experience, is not theatre in the sense that you have a passive audience sitting
mm-hmm.
to whom you are giving your performance. With a walk, it's much more immersive for people than that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Obviously, some people will be not wanting to, you know, say things, but that doesn't matter, as long as they feel happy in the group and comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You've thought about this a lot. Is this stuff that you pass on to these blue badge candidates when you're judging them? Some of it must be.
I wouldn't say I judge them. That's a very draconian idea. I do try and show and suggest ways in which students can do things. Yes.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
But again, teaching is no longer as it was when you went to school centuries ago.
Uh huh.
Where teachers tend to talk at the pupils.
Uh huh.
It is much more about trying to encourage the best outcome from the students.
Uh huh.
So, especially as you're dealing with adults when you're training people.
Uh huh.
So, you don't tend to say, do this, that, and the other. There's a greater involvement where you suggest that you might like to look at X, Y, and Z, and
uh-huh.
A, B, C has a particular effect on this, etc., etc.
So, does that mean that were I to have 20 hours of exposure to your teaching me how to guide,
you'd probably be in a mental institution afterwards.
Off. I was going to say, can I be confident that you wouldn't change the way I guide at all?
I don't think anyone will change the way you guide.
Okay,
I have unfortunately been reading some reviews recently, and there are an unnecessary number of them about you. All of which inexplicably a very positive.
Yeah, and if they all sound like they're written by me or a member of my family.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Well, you certainly do read reviews where it's quite clear that there's a strong likelihood that somebody has, from the organisation, written it.
Oh, not from London Walks.
Not from London Walks, yeah. No. No one in your family could have written some of the reviews about you.
Okay, let's get back to the square mile. How has it changed? How many years have you been doing it?
I've probably been doing it close to the number of years I've been guiding, yes. But as I say, Westminster. Probably about 25.
25 years. So how has it changed, Tom?
Well, the square mile, which is the City of London, of course, which is famous to some people and not to others, has had a huge building programme over that time. So the buildings you see and that are famous in modern terms now weren't there 25 years ago, most of them. Mm-hmm. I think 25 years ago we were still in discussion about the famous Lloyd's building designed by Richard Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
That was described as a post-modern oil refinery by one critic, so that gives you an idea of how it looked like. Inside-out building, all very new, but that's sort of foundation stone 1980.
Mm-hmm.
And now, in 2021, the buildings of the city continue to rise year on year, so that every so often there needs to be a consideration of the latest building. There's been much talk recently about a building called the Scalpel, which has one of the greenest buildings in the City of London. So it's got brilliantly disguised solar panels on the roof, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, quite frankly, the city's skyline has obviously changed when you look at it over those years. If you look at the city from upstream, even for the South Bank, then you look across, you see St Paul's Cathedral still dominating that area, but a little way away you see the famous buildings that have been nicknamed the Cheese Grater, the Gherkin, the walkie-talkie, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a completely different confidence. I think the most recent change, though, is how quiet the city is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting that in the various easings of lockdowns that we've had, when you return to the city, whether things have changed or not.
Mm-hmm.
And there is definitely more life in the city now than there was after the last lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
But there is still a quietness about the place, which is very unusual. And actually, sometimes the footfall in some places at weekends is slightly higher than some times in the week.
Uh-huh. Let's get this into perspective. Let's think for a minute about the Parliament Square area and the Westminster Walk. How much change has there been there in that same quarter of a century? Westminster Abbey got a facelift. It got cleaned.
As did Parliament.
But how much else? Are there new buildings there?
I think if you were to look at a photograph of, say, Whitehall, which runs from Parliament up to Trafalgar Square past Downing Street, and you looked at a photograph 30, 40 years ago and the photograph now, not a lot will have changed.
Exactly.
Obviously, the type of vehicles will have changed, etc. But the layout is pretty well exactly as it was. There will be one or two new innovations, but very few.
Exactly.
It's almost, a place where you step back into a comforting, this is how it's always been.
Yeah. Whereas the square mile, there's been 100 times more change, or 50 times more change.
Well, the square mile, the city, financial heart of the country, part of the psychology of building up confidence in a financial hub, is its building projects. Because if all this work is being carried out, the psychology is that things are dynamic, moving, and looking good.
Mm-hmm.
The city does have a very good handle, I think, on realising the impact of buildings which are not just simple office blocks, but have some interest way and above their own buildings. So when you look at the walkie-talkie, look at the cheese grater, the shape of a cheese grater, then this itself produces energy about the city.
Mm-hmm.
The other side is that, of course, in Parliament Square area, the big owners of the land are going to be government and church.
Mm-hmm.
In the city, the corporation itself that runs the city is the big landowner, but there is on top of that layer upon layer of investment from here and overseas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So Lloyd's, famous Lloyd's building I was talking about, is now Chinese owned. Mm-hmm. The Gherkin is Brazilian owned.
Mm-hmm.
The walkie-talkie is Hong Kong owned.
Mm-hmm.
So that also gives a different feel to the whole place, because you've got that changing dynamic going on all the time as well.
Uh-huh. Now this is a serious question. Now this rate of change, this astonishing rate of change, this surely must pose a problem for you as a guide, or anybody as a guide, a kind of editorial problem. Because there's all this new stuff coming up that you have to take into account. How do you stop the walk, a two-hour walk from... You have to leave out stuff, surely. You have to prune, don't you?
You on any walk, choose what you're going to say, of course. And Westminster, in Parliament Square, you could probably bore people for England, but I could give hours of information, so could you. And then, of course, there is the route you use. With the city, there are so many different routes you can use that will change how you present it.
Uh-huh.
But there is still this essence of weaving what is the ancient part of London, where basically London started. There is the essence of weaving that history with the modern city.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things that you'll do is you will show the juxtaposition of a church that survived the Great Fire of London in 1666, wasn't uh-huh. affected, and then right behind it is the Gherkin.
Mm-hmm.
So there are ways of bringing the two together where you don't necessarily miss out mm-hmm. things. And actually, there are strands that you can develop more than others, and that will partly depend on who you're with, partly depend on the route you're using. Mm-hmm. But there always is this marriage between the ancient city, this 2,000-year-old heritage, and the developing city for the 21st century.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it makes it in some ways for the guide actually a fascinating experience, because there is not one week when you're going to be able to present that walk without looking up something or learning something different.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
Yeah. Good.
So, you alter what you say according to the feel you get for the participants on any given walk. What about then, does your route change as well?
Yes, I use different routes. Yeah. That's partly because I decide what I want to show people on a particular day sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It may be because somebody has mentioned a particular place.
Mm-hmm.
A good example of that is 2 or 3 weeks ago, a member of the walking group wanted to see a church called St. Mary Woolnoth,
mm-hmm.
Which is right in the centre of the city, but isn't necessarily on the route that I would have used.
Mm-hmm.
So you modify the route so that they can see the church they wanted to see, mm-hmm. if it makes sense within the framework of the 2 hours, of course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that will happen quite often. People do have reasons sometimes why they're doing the walk at the moment, because we have a largely domestic market. You will get a number of people on the walks who at one time or another worked in the city,
mm-hmm.
and they're interested to see how where they worked has changed. Mm-hmm. Or they may be, as yesterday, their son worked in the city and they were interested to know where he worked.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you can embrace that within the 2 hours and it's of interest to everybody in the group, or you can make it so, then you should modify accordingly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tom, it's my strong impression, and correct me if I've got this wrong, but it's my strong impression that the City of London is not nearly as well known as the West End and Westminster. And if that's the case, why is that? Why is it the case?
That I think is a very fair comment. And strangely enough, I was thinking that we call the walk the famous square mile.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, there are many people who have never heard of the square mile.
Mm-hmm.
And of those who have, they won't know that it is, inverted commas, famous.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a hangover from a time when the city was much more a working financial place and people didn't necessarily go there because there was not a lot to do after you'd seen them done a walk, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's full of places you can sit down, have coffee. It's got bars, it's got cocktail bars, it's got everything that would be useful if you want to enjoy a day in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also, no one really thinks you go to the city for shopping, but it's even built itself a shopping mall.
Mm-hmm.
One new change. And it's a hidden gem in some ways, the city.
Uh-huh.
And the city, because of this juxtaposition of the old and the very new, is actually a fascinating place of exploration.
Uh-huh. And it now has several of those features that everyone loves. And it's got the best ones in London, and that's the viewing platforms.
Yeah.
Yes. The eye in the sky, that sort of thing. Is that?
Yeah, the Sky Garden on the top of the walkie-talkie building is a great asset for the city.
Mm-hmm.
It shows a degree of imagination, I think, that a developer gives the public space at the top of the building as opposed to the usual public space at the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, they have given a gift to the city, which before the pandemic meant that if you wanted to book to go to the Sky Garden, you had to be very conscious that when the booking opened for the next period, you had to be there straight away. It's the time to go and see it, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I had somebody who wanted me to take them up to the Sky Garden 2 or 3 weeks ago, and we were able to get a place 3 hours afterwards, after they'd asked to do it. And that would have been highly unlikely before the pandemic. So, it's, and it's not the only viewing place either, as you know. One new change is Shopping Mall has got a viewing area at the top, which looks over and gives fantastic views to St Paul's Cathedral, for instance.
It's if you think about it, it's actually an extraordinary combination, because down on the ground, you've got those labyrinthine alleyways, network of little capillaries of tiny streets. It's so complicated, it's so intricate, and it's manifestly old, at least in terms of the street pattern. But then you go vertical. That's the kind of horizontal axis. But then you go vertical, and it, you know, it could be Manhattan. It's an extraordinary combination when you think about it.
It is, yes. It's not as high as Manhattan. One curiosity of looking down from above on the city is that when you're on the ground and you go through these alleyways, quite often you'll go past what would have been old churchyards that are now gardens. And there are lots and lots of them. It provides a green space in the city, which is extremely valuable. But when you look down vertically, obviously you can pick out some of these, but what you don't realise is that in this modern world, the gardens are now not being created down on the street, they're being created on the top of buildings.
Extraordinary.
So you suddenly look down and you see that a office development, instead of just putting its air conditioning units attractively on the top, they've used the space at the top and they've created an amenity for their staff. And that's again, it's the juxtaposition. There you have it, the churchyard of a church that once might have gone all the way back to the medieval world. So you've got that on the one hand, and then you've got this looking down on this highly skillfully designed curated garden on the top of office blocks.